K8BZW testing.
AB9NN mobile monitoring.
K8BCW antenna test. K8BCW testing the 7-4.
And mobile. Well, 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 look who's alive.
Yeah, really. How are you doing, Toby? I may see him.
So what are you up to today?
Go ahead in the office, nothing special. Got a, got a reprieve this morning. We had a scheduling issue and needed to take the morning and be there for the kiddos, so heading in for the last few hours. I don't know why they say I have to, so got a lot done this morning already.
Well, there you go. There you go, 68 degrees. Well, I called for you, Sandy, but you weren't around on 5-2.
Forget what I was up to Saturday. I think I slept in. And, I forget what else. It was a good day, though.
You mean I could have came and knocked on your door and woke you up? Well, that's okay. I would have just moved all your antennas around on your vehicle. So you said, what happened to my vehicle? Why is this antenna sitting on the hood?
I mean, you could have knocked on my door and tried to wake me up. I just... Oh, hang on a second. Boss is calling me. NACM.
Okay, a little bit in the afternoon anyway, Joe. Not early in the morning. Talk to you later. KCAVSU.
K8BCW. AB9NN mobile monitoring.
Okay.
WCW, good afternoon, Drake.
Bentley, how are we doing this afternoon?
Good, man. Just enjoying this nice weather. Hope you are as well.
I'm trying to address to the best of my abilities at the moment. Been in the vehicle for 2.5 hours, and I'll be home in 20 minutes, so I'll be able to enjoy it much more when I get home.
Yeah, good for you. Haven't heard you on the air lately. You've been busy?
Busy would be an understatement.
Yeah, it's just the season. You guys got anything coming up where you might need a hand with anything, or you got everything under control right now?
I mean, I got quite a bit of stuff I got to take care of on my list down here, but I don't need you to make a trip down this way.
All right, just throwing it out there in case something comes up where you guys need to do some work up this way and need a pair of hands or two. Just let us know.
Well, in the next couple weeks, I'll probably have some more time, and I might head up to Crossroad, and, well, we gotta go put a combiner in there and stuff like that. I gotta tune it all up, so I might need some hands to move some stuff, because those aren't small.
Yeah, no problem. Let me know. Give me a little advance notice, and I can carve out my schedule to give you a hand.
All right, that sounds good. Now that you know what the plan is here, we'll see how it is in a couple weeks. I am dead for us.
Yeah, lots of flutter there. I didn't make out much of what you said there on the tail end. K8BCW, standing by. Yeah, that's a bit more clear. You must have come up out of that valley and up in the hill country again.
Yeah, somewhat. You've been up to for the past week or two. I don't know if I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, just the usual, you know, just keeping on. Working on the yard and getting that all situated for the summer. Keeping up on maintenance around the house. And range training starts again this week, so excited about that. I've got some students that I'll be working with on Thursday evening with my buddy, and we'll be doing some fun stuff. It'll be good.
Oh, good deal, man. That's awesome. I'm Boynton County for the rest of the week, and don't really know what's going on after that, really.
Well, hopefully they don't have you running around downstate still, and you can stay a little closer to home.
That's going to be coming to an end shortly.
What's that, the running around downstate or staying close to home?
Running around downstate.
Good for you. That's awesome. I'm working on a little radio project myself, repurposing one of my old mobile radios that I ran before I upgraded to new good stuff, making kind of a portable rig with battery power and a couple of different antenna styles and things like that, and going to do some testing around the county with a buddy of mine and see how much we can get across, not just on the repeater systems, but also Simplex works, so should be a lot of fun.
Oh, good deal, man.
That's cool.
Yeah, I've got to get a,
got an old MTR-2000 with an antenna relay on it. And what I want to do is set it up as a remote base for 5-2 Simplex at my parents' house, because they've got way better elevation than I do. And I'm going to hook it up with some, I've got some internet, like, radio interface things. It's not all star, it's different. I set that up and see how that works. But again, that requires time, which is at a very much of a very much of at a premium.
Yeah, I hear you there, man. It can be tough sometimes, especially at your age. But, no, I'm making a little man-pack radio that is going to fit into a tiny little fishing backpack, which would be pretty cool. I'd like to eventually get, like, an Anytone 578 and throw on some DMR capability with that. I think that'd be pretty cool.
You know, the 578, I haven't heard super amazing things about it. The UI, I've played with one a little bit. The UI is kind of clunky. But I didn't really spend a whole lot of time with it. I've got one that's a radio that's similar. It's a Engel MD500 or something like that. And two has kind of a UI. But just my personal with said radios.
Yeah, I've read some different opinions on it, but the fact that it checks a lot of the boxes, primarily power draw, is one of my big selling points for me. But also the compatibility with, I can upload my VTech code plug to it without having to start all over again, so that's a plus too.
Understood there. Station on the 147.26. If you're trying to break in, go ahead. Okay, cool. Well, that is true. I don't know what it is about the... Okay, that's great. I don't know what it is about the Chinese radios, but the power draw, like Maofeng's, even like the more higher-end ones, I don't know how they do it, but the power draw is just, like, hilariously low.
You want to guess?
SDR. Hi, Ron. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Trying to negotiate traffic here and not having a lot of success. I think, as a general statement, they overrate their finals, so a 50-watt radio is really not a 50-watt radio. I mean, I've seen examples of that, but I've also seen them where they've been right on spec and even exceeding spec, but I don't have a lot of confidence in their quality control.
K8BCW. Yeah, good afternoon, Ron. I would agree with you on that. QC is lacking. A lot of those things just get slapped together in whatever factory and you're good to go. But yeah, I've measured the power output on a couple of those things. I've got one that's a 25-watt mobile, and I get about 21 watts out of it on high power, and on low power, which is supposed to be 10 watts, I get 19. So go figure.
Oh, it's funny. I also have a 20. I have a 20-watt radio, and it gets about 17 watts on high, and low, which is supposed to be 10, is 7 or 8. But the problem that they had in their earlier HTs, and again, this is a totally different discussion with BTEC. BTEC seems to be much more on point, much higher quality, a much lower failure rate, but the import versions, and it's almost exclusive to the Bofang line. Walks on, not so much. I've never had a problem with one of those. I do know of people that have had problem with the, what is it, Radtel, I think. They spec the finals wrong. So they'll have a radio, and they'll claim it's a 10-watt radio, and it's got a 5-watt final in it, and they just overdrive it, which means the failure rate from thermal issues is, you know, way higher than normal and way faster than normal. W8RPM, Drake?
I had a similar issue with a VGC VRN7500. I ran that in my car for a while because you control it on Android and whatever, so I didn't have to have a separate control head for said radio. I just had a microphone. It had a basic volume up, volume down, channel up, channel down button on it. And it had voice announcements and whatever. It did APRS. It was dual receive. Well, it's not. It wasn't true dual receive. It's more like dual watch. But it checked all the boxes that I needed. I could program it from the head unit in my car since I have an Android head unit in my car. And, heck, I even ran the audio for the radio through my car stereo, which makes a huge difference, mind you, especially since you can roll the windows down a little bit and not worry about destroying your little radio speaker. You just turn up your stereo a bit, and, you know, stereo can do 46 watts per speaker, compared to your little radio that does 3, and a tiny little speaker that's screaming for its life. It was nice. And then it got really crappy on VHF. So crappy that it put out 0.01 watts. And I was wondering why I couldn't make it into any repeaters, and why my APRS didn't work, and that was what it was. But it must have a separate transistor for UHF, because power did not suffer on UHF, only on V. And I still have that radio. I might fix it. But again, time. Time is a thing. Go ahead, Bentley, and ATMH Mobile.
Yeah, I'll never be one of these guys that talks down on them like I hear others. They do have their place, and they're a neat gateway to get people into the hobby. And unfortunately, they might also be a gateway to let people mess around with the hobby that shouldn't be. But that being said, this is America, and last I checked, we're still the home of the free and brave. So there's that. But it's nice, though, when you do upgrade to something nicer. I really love the Japanese radios. They're phenomenal. The difference in quality is apparent not only in the build, but the capability. And, boy, it's kind of nice having a box of old entry-level radios around that you can tinker with and do little projects like, oh, I don't know, man packs, and just grab a bunch of crap and start cobbling it together and see how it works. It's been fun, so... Yeah, that's my opinion on the things. They really helped me get into it, and I learned a lot along the way.
Well, there are, you know, Jap companies that have had those similar issues, not as widespread, and because the price point was so much higher, you know, I think the number of units out there in the wild in circulation are much lower. I have an Elinco, I think it's either a DR605 or 610. It's a really, really nice dual-band mobile. Big display, bright, lots of features, across bands, you know. I use that thing as a primary mobile for quite a while, actually. And the VHF PA failed. It's a combined unit in that one, just like in the ICOMs. You know, the ICOMs like using a PA deck, and it's the same final for both bands in most of them. And yes, Bentley, I hear what you're saying, and I agree with that statement to a point. You know, it comes down to personal responsibility. And, you know, yes, are you more likely to mess around with a $30 radio because you don't have a lot invested in it, you don't really care that much if you lose it or if it blows up, or if somebody confiscates it, you know, as opposed to having a $400 FT5 or something like that, you know. I get all of that as well. But it comes down to personal responsibility. And if you've got somebody that's going to bootleg, you know, without a license, or they're going to operate out of band, out of type acceptance, you know, they're going to do that regardless. It may be more easily facilitated with a $30 Chinese radio, but if you're so inclined to do that, you're going to do it, you know. Kind of like cloning a radio on the MPSCS, you know. Just because you got the brains and you know how doesn't mean you should. So, anyway. All right, I'm at what I hope is my last stop of the day. I've been running around the Charlevoix-Petoskey area since about 2. And the traffic is catching up to me, and I'm about done, but on my final stop. So back to Drake. I will not be listening. I'll be bailed. W8RPM.
Hey, DMH Mobile. I'm just about home, too, anyway. But, piggybacking off of that a little bit, another thing is a lot of these Japanese radios can do the same thing that those cheap $30 radios can do. And you just do the Mars mod, you take, there's a little diode or a resistor or whatever, you take that out of there. Either sometimes it resets the radio, sometimes it just opens the band limits. And it'll transmit right out of band. And it'll be malicious and all that sorts of stuff. There's not really a way to escape that. Anyway. But I don't have an issue with those super cheap radios. I mean, honestly, some of them are... If you get the right radio, some of them are better than the more expensive $400 radios. Like, man, I've got an ASU FT5, and genuinely, for the price, it's kind of a disappointing radio. The screen kind of sucks. The speaker is meh. The transmit audio is abysmal. I can't believe that they let a $400, $500 radio just, you know, go to market, and it's got this weird background noise hum kind of dealio, and I can grab a $30 Baofeng, and it has no such thing. I don't understand that. They're not even in the same league price point-wise, and even the expensive radio, the quality control is bad. It's not even that this FT5 is the only one that's got this problem. My neighbor had one, and he immediately got rid of it because he hated it. I only have mine because it was $100, and I was like, well, I mean, it's got APRS and everything in it. It's only $100. Like, you know, I can't really complain about it too much. So, each radio has its place. Price point, as long as it's a good radio, price point doesn't really matter. As long as it does what you need it to do, then you're good there. And as long as it doesn't break in the first 5 days of you having it, too, that's another thing. Eric Bentley, I'm just about to pull in the driveway here. We'll say 7-3. Any DMH, mobile.
Yeah, good catching up with you, Drake. Have a great evening, and safe travels on your next sojourn around the state. KBCW, monitoring.
Try that again.
NHCN mobile.
KOP W8 AET 700. One just broke squelch like 3 times and dropped out. Yeah, I couldn't make you out that time at all, what you had to say there, but maybe your battery smoked.
KE8FGW monitoring.
NADHM, Justin.